The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly.
The Breakfast Club.
We got to add Ab Soul to one of those. Ab Soul just did a donkey of the day mention in his new record. Drop on the clues bombs for Ab Soul. Donkey of the day for Monday, September 19th, goes to former Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant. Okay, this story bothers me in such a real way because it's just more proof that regardless of what this country tries to tell us, the powers that be do not care about the poor, period. Okay, because Phil Bryant is at the center of a welfare scandal. There is a civil lawsuit against him because he used federal welfare funds toward the building of a new volleyball stadium at the University of Southern Mississippi, a massive criminal scandal in which prominent officials misspent or stole millions in welfare funds intended for the nation's poorest residents. Disgusting. Disgusting. A project prosecutors have called a scheme to defraud the government. Let's go to KTLA for the report, please.
Brett Favre's life after football has been focused on philanthropy. But as first reported by Mississippi Today, newly revealed text messages filed in an ongoing civil lawsuit show Favre was part of a scheme that funneled at least $5 million of welfare funds to build a new volleyball stadium at the University of Southern Mississippi, where Favre graduated and his daughter played. The texts show former Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant pushed for the facility, despite denying close involvement. A friend of the former governor's wife, Nancy New, would submit a $5 million upfront lease to use the university's athletic facilities for her nonprofit's programming. Former welfare agency director John Davis approved $4 million immediately.
Oh, when the scammers is white, the light's not so bright, huh? They don't shine the light on the white scammers like they do the others. This is bigger than PPP loans, baby. This is how the rich stay rich and the poor stay poor. You wonder why the people who need relief in this country can't get it? It's because the money that's supposed to go to them is going to rich people's pet projects. As if they can't get the money to build that volleyball stadium from donors already. Hell, if Brett Favre doesn't have the money to do it himself, all that money Brett Favre made Wranglers, I know he got it, but why spend your own money when you can spend money meant for the poor and disenfranchised in our society? Now, of course, Phil Bryant denied it, but screenshots will never lie. And there are text messages that show that Bryant guided Favre on how to write a funding proposal so that it would be granted. Now, Brett Favre previously denied that he discussed the volleyball project with Bryant, but the text messages quoted indicate otherwise, suggesting that $5 million was given to the school. Now, Brett Favre's involvement in the welfare scandal first emerged when it was reported that he received $1.1 million for work he allegedly didn't perform. He eventually repaid the money, but he's been sued for the interest on the money he received and returned. Let's go back to KTLA for more of the report, please.
Favre, texting in gray, tells New that the governor has seen the proposal, but hint, hint, you need to reword it to get it accepted. He adds, hopefully she can put more details in the proposal, like how many times the facility will be used and for what specific purpose. Mm. Favre also received $1.1 million in welfare funding through the Mississippi Community Education Center for speaking at events he never showed up to. Favre asks New, if you were to pay me, is there any way the media can find out where it came from and how much? Favre has repaid the money, but state auditors want more than $200,000 in interest. Favre's attorney denies the former QB knew that money came from a welfare fund, describing his client as honorable throughout this whole thing.
Quit it, y'all always making noise about the wrong things. Why y'all not making noise about this? Huh? Back in July, Mississippi Representative Benny Thompson sent a letter to U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland requesting that the DOJ investigate this situation and that they focus on Brett Favre and Phil Bryant in particular. Favre has already been questioned by the FBI. I say, hell yes, they need to be investigated because there's not too many things more despicable than stealing from the have-nots. This is literally like, you know, seeing a homeless person on the street and walking up to them and just taking money out of their Starbucks cup. Like, it's bad enough we live in a country where folks can't even make ends meet, but when you have elected officials who are supposed to be providing relief for these individuals, but instead they are stealing from them. This is why when things really, really, really hit the fan in this country, it's going to be bad. Because the poor aren't going to continue to cannibalize themselves. No, they're going to hop those gated fences and start coming to the communities y'all are in. Not only because they know that's where the prosperity at, but now they have even more incentive because not only are y'all not helping the poor and disenfranchised, you're stealing from them as well. I never understood this. The same way I never understood labels not paying artists what the artists are owed. It's not your money. The money is there for who it's there for. Simply give them what is rightfully theirs. It's simple. There is no need for Phil and Brett to be dipping their hands in the church's money. For what? Now, we all know nothing is going to happen to Phil, Brian, or Brett Favre. Because if something happens to them, then it sets a precedent. And now more elected officials will start to get exposed, investigated, and arrested for the same thing. And we all know Phil, Bryant, and Brett Favre aren't the first to do things like this. So they're not going to make an example out of them because doing that will lead to them making an example out of the whole system or having to make an example out of the whole system. And that's not going to happen. Okay, the good old boys, you know, don't know how to punish the good old boys. Okay, but Benny Thompson is right. You have to push for them to be investigated. You know why? Because if you forgive the fox for stealing your chickens, he will take your sheep. And America been past stealing chickens, and they've been taking sheep. So, yes, investigate them so it leads, you know, to some type of conviction, but we know it won't because we have a system that feeds off sheep. And once again, they will never punish the good old boys, okay? But I just want to warn America of where we are headed. If we're not already there now, but we're definitely headed that way. If the haves don't start doing right by the have-nots, woof, man. Matter of fact, this ain't even a word from me. It's a word from a prophet, one of the greatest messengers God has ever sent this dimension, Tupac Shakur.
If I know that in this hotel room they have food every day, and I'm knocking on the door every day to eat, and they open the door, let me see the party, let me see like them throwing salami all over the, I mean, just like throwing food around, where they're telling me there's no food in here. You know what I'm saying? Every day, I'm standing outside trying to sing my way in. You know what I'm saying? We are hungry, please let us in. We are hungry, please let us in. After about a week, that song is gonna change to, we hungry, we need some food. After 2-3 weeks, it's like, you know, give me all the food, and we're racking out the door. And after a year, and you just like, you know what I'm saying? I'm picking the lock, coming through the door, blasting, you know what I'm saying? It's like you hungry, you reached your level, you don't want any more. We asked 10 years ago. We was asking with the Panthers. We was asking with them, you know, with civil rights movement. We was asking. You know, now those people that were asking, they're all dead and in jail. So now what do you think we're going to do?
This is where we are headed, America, and you did it to yourself. Please give former governor of Mississippi, Phil Bryant, and Brett Favre the biggest hee-haw, please.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm. Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.